Chapter 21, Rice Girl. This chapter will show the reader some nuance of how I perceive friendship when I do make friends. The person I'm about to describe is only one of many. I've had several close friendships throughout my life. They all have a similar pattern to this one. I don't need to describe them all, and this one will suffice so as to illustrate my point. One of the things you may have noticed throughout the book is a disturbing lack of close friendships. I mean, there have been a few. Yeah, I do have, throughout this book, throughout my life, I've had close friendships. Anyway, so she wasn't actually like Asian, but I'm going to call her Rice Girl for want of a better alias. Obviously, Rice Girl is not her name. This is an anonymized name for the book. Yeah, her name is Rice Girl. Yeah, she's just a friend I had. You know, as I write this, we haven't spoken in years, so I would say that our friendship is currently dormant, at least as I both write and record the book. Not broken, just dormant. The last time we spoke, a few years ago, we were on good terms, and I don't remember us ever arguing or fighting, so I assume we're on, you know, otherwise dormant terms. Basically, this person is, or was, when I knew her, extremely intense intellectually. I mean, I assume she still is extremely intelligent. She's done a lot of like really cool projects over the decades. I got to various projects that interested me. I got to know her and her family a lot over the years. She's quite passionate about people, sensitive to them, quite energetic at her best. She's just generally quite passionate about everything. You know, she's also suffered from hardships. I mean, who hasn't? I met her in person once when she came to a city that was near me. Otherwise, our relationship was entirely online. Our relationship was largely professional in that most of what we spoke about were our own individual projects. But we'd also talk politics sometimes, and we'd generally just get to know each other's personalities. I would define her as being one of the few actual friendships in life that I've had. I mean, most people only have like a few close friends. We've both generally taken steps to care for each other in times of need. For example, she was addicted to certain drugs for a while, which I helped her come off twice. She relapsed once. I don't know if she's still sober, because again, I haven't spoken to her meaningfully for, you know, about 2 years or so as I write this. I want to be more specific. When I say true friendship, it means that she was an actual friend. I therefore need to explain how I define friendship. To me, friendship is when two people find each other stimulating in some way, for example, intellectually, and then exchange information about each other to each other, trusting each other and generally looking out for one another. This can be implemented regardless of feelings. In my case, this friendship was implemented in the overall absence of feeling, although I'm reasonably confident that she probably felt something about me. And generally felt, she generally felt compassion for the people in our life, or she seemed to. I have had other friendships in the past, as I've defined here, and I have a small number of them now. Yes, I have friends. I don't need to go into details about her family or about her as a person for this book, because that's not relevant for the point that this chapter tries to make. But what I can say is that we're close. I've told her many of the things in this book, in fact, albeit in a much more intense form, and also an earlier form. She has not seen some of my further psychological progression since our last encounters, at least as I write this, although I was mostly the same when we last spoke. She's seen me through some of my darkest periods, for example, during COVID. And she's always been supportive of me. She's the sort of person who would always say nice things about me to others, even when I didn't believe in myself at the time. I mean, COVID, in this example, was one of the darkest periods of my life. Although, I mean, the same can be said for other people. I mean, it was just a dark time in general. I mean, I was obviously no exception. I met her in person once, as I said, and I felt quite neutral the whole time. I was my usual neutral self, as alluded to in this book and in other chapters. The feeling was the same blankness I felt, for example, when I met my Dutch friend in 2015. And I did enjoy my visit, or rather, I did not dislike my visit. The actual nature of the visit is irrelevant, and I was just going there to show my support for her in a time of need. Her time of need. She just happened to be in reach that day. I remember feeling the same that day going to meet her as when I went to visit my Dutch friend in 2015. I went there on a whim when summoned. I don't remember if I offered to go or if she invited me first, but I ended up going. It was a calm night, and I just had nothing to do that night. Nothing else, you know, it was just on a whim, just like my Dutch friend. I sat with her for a few hours. She told me at the time that I seemed more feminine in person than from my pictures online, and I played Doom 2 on her portable gaming system that I'd expressed interest in while I was there. I don't quite remember exactly what we spoke about. I was quite calm and generally just stoic while there, just like when I visited my Dutch friend. I did find her presence relaxing, and we generally had a good time. Seeing her did not provide any emotion, did not provoke any emotional response in me, but I did chat with her, and she seemed to enjoy my company. I was just completely calm the whole night. I then went home, feeling the same level of calmness. I went because we normally live too far apart to make in-person encounters practical. I mean, she just lives far away. Visiting her where she lives would just be too expensive. I just took the opportunity to visit her, you know, while she was nearer to me. I met her in a city that was financially viable for me to visit. The name of the actual city is irrelevant for this book. One of the things I noticed with her, as with several other people in my life, is that I almost never contacted her myself. I would sometimes message her, though, online, but most of our encounters were the result of her contacting me. And this is something that I've been acutely aware of over the years. I felt nothing about her the entire time, and she knew this too, throughout our friendship. She knew at the time of our relationship that our relationship existed on an intellectual basis. She knows several facts about me, as alluded to in this book. She had previously told me that people like me seem alien to her before I told her that I am such a person myself, or at least as I believe myself to be. I got to know about her family over the years and some of her difficulties. I once told her that she should leave her family. I stopped doing so after it became clear that doing so was unproductive and likely to cause alienation. She herself had, if I recall, told me to stop once, so I did anyway. I don't remember that, though. I just feel that she probably did. She is an extremely intelligent person, and I thought at the time that she might thrive on her own, not taking into account that she simply loved her family, despite any actual hardships they caused her. My analysis of that at the time was that if I were in the same situation as her, I would have probably abandoned the family, so it seemed logical to me at the time. The people she lives with are nice, and they care for her. They've been with her even in her worst states, like during her worst episodes with drugs before she got clean. I never became chemically addicted to alcohol during my alcoholic period. I was psychologically alcoholic, and I would have developed a chemical addiction had I continued drinking for longer. I did otherwise have an understanding of drug addiction, nicotine withdrawal, for example, I mean, that technically counts. Because of this, I was able to use myself as a model, lying to her that I am a recovering alcoholic. Technically, what I said was true in the letter of the law, as I had pre-addiction alcohol tendencies, but the spirit of it was that I had gone through withdrawal or something. That's what was implied. I knew that this would cause her to become inspired in her own challenge, and it worked. She resisted the temptation to use drugs while she got herself clean. I explained to her all of the psychology of addiction and the rule that, you know, one equals all and so on. You know, you all it takes is one and you're back, you know. I have had experiences too with other drug addicts in the past. Yes, I lied to her. I felt nothing when she got clean or when she later relapsed or when she got clean again. I simply experienced each event as mere fact. But she was my friend, so the correct response was to help her get clean. I therefore did exactly that. This will sound alien to a lot of people in the way I phrased it when I frame it as a correct response, but that's how my mind works when thinking about these things. I don't quite use that language every day. I use it intellectually in this book to illustrate my point. A later chapter will elaborate further on why I work like this. I felt no change to my emotional state listening to her hardship, even while helping her overcome said hardship. I did sometimes become annoyed dealing with her, but she was, as I said, my friend. I had become annoyed when I had worked, for example, but I put the effort in for her. She regarded me as her friend, and she had been one to me. She had been a friend to me as well. The simple fact of her friendship was just the fact itself of her friendship was something that I decided would warrant reciprocation on that basis alone. The mere concept of friendship. This may sound strange to some readers. My relationships with people tend to be a little bit transactional like that, even on something as base as this, just friendship itself. I just knew that she was a decent person who would always have my back, and so I had hers. I didn't feel bad about it either. It seems like the most logical thing to do, going back to when I lied that I was the alcohol thing. I might have otherwise seemed like I was preaching to her, like I did not understand. I did understand, and I needed her to understand that I understood. I've known that a lot of people tend to be much more emotionally inclined in this way, so it was for the best, I thought. I would sometimes defend her online when people attacked her. She would do the same for me. We both had our own struggles at various times and while we spoke to each other, and we would just generally help each other. Yeah, she was my friend. I would still regard her as such, although I affirmed once more with this person, I still feel exactly the same afterwards. I'm relieved when an actual stress in my life is resolved, like, for example, if I'm really skint and someone helps me with money, in the rare instances where I need to ask for help. But the actual friendship itself causes no emotional response in me. Flat, just like with Dutch Friend. Even when experiencing deep friendships like this, I'm implementing it intellectually. I will cover this more clearly as a general concept in a later chapter. This chapter has been a primer for the reader. Or I felt nothing when watching her as she spiraled during her drug crisis. When she'd babble on the phone or just generally become a mess, I felt nothing. I would still ask if she's okay, obviously, and try to get help. When she told me about one of her children who seemed to be suffering from certain problems, which I won't go into in this book, I felt nothing. I still wish her luck in helping her child. It works the other way, like when she told me with great joy that about something wonderful that happened to her child. In that instance, I would tell her that it's good, but again, my emotional response would be unchanged. She understood this about me. She's one of the few people I have ever done this with that actually understands how my mind works because I told her. Most relationships I have with people tend to be a lot more superficial, but I learned a lot more about this woman, and she learned a lot more about me. As I said, we were friends. We both put a general effort into caring for each other, taking an interest in each other's lives. I actually don't feel anything, and I didn't feel anything one way or the other. I can be happy or sad for myself, though. When it's someone else, my body will say and do the correct things where possible. I try to basically implement all of the most correct actions for each person I meet. Again, this will sound strange to some readers. I simply regarded her as a highly intelligent person, worthy of my friendship. I saw her as inherently open-minded about everything, someone who would always stop to think. She could become emotional like anyone else, but she always accepted me and my quirks. I don't think I ever hid anything from her at any point. I remember being quite open about myself with her, about everything going on in my life. This is why I remember my relationship with her more vividly, because I normally put up several guards with other people, or at least I have. She knows exactly what I'm like, as described in this entire book, and still accepted me, and so the friendship simply continued. I would occasionally help her get certain technology cheap, since I had access to a lot of tech in my own capacity. I don't just do Libra boots, I do all sorts. I would sometimes provide her with things as a favour at times, or I would sell things to her at low cost, often with no profit at all, merely breaking even. I did often become annoyed when she was in her more manic states. She could be quite manic sometimes, especially when she was doing drugs, but I'd always make an effort to return her calls and talk to her anyway. I knew that she would do the same for me, so it seemed only fair. When someone offers me friendship, I make it my mission to do the same for them. It just makes sense to have friends. I say again, I do not feel anything emotionally for this woman. I say this not to be cruel or to be edgy or to make a point. Rather, this is just how I experience every person I meet. I can enjoy your presence, but I enjoy it in ways other than through close emotional bonding. My emotional state now regarding her existence is the same as when I met her. I do, though, have an intellectual understanding of her as a person, and I know all of her sensibilities. I know how to behave when I speak with her, and I knew that she seemed to enjoy my company whenever we spoke, so the friendship simply continued for a long time. I anticipate that we will likely have contact with each other again at some point in the future. More nuance. I can say that my life has been positively influenced by having known her. My conversations with her enabled me to explore several aspects of my own personality, and she taught me a lot of things. She was there for me, listening to me when I needed someone to listen to me, when my own life was in disarray at times. I believe I too may have contributed positively to her own life. In all, it was a highly profitable friendship. Readers may have found this chapter strange, and it's my job to remind you, everything you've read in this chapter is real. This is how I experience a deep friendship with another person, generally speaking, and I feel quite similarly about every other person I meet. I was not without feeling, though. For example, she could sometimes make me laugh. I never felt sad for her, even when helping her in her darkest times, and I did help her. I never felt good when she did. I was simply her friend. If this sounds alien, don't worry. A later chapter will elaborate on this further. This chapter provides a nuance in preparation for said chapter, and its placement here is critical for the rest of the book prior to that chapter, namely chapter 29, my time in politics, at conferences and so on that I'll cover next, and other events, will serve as contrast for this chapter before you read the end of the book. I should stress to the reader, yes, that my friendship with this person was healthy and never damaged in any way. We remain on good speaking terms when we do speak, and I'm quite sure that I will probably continue talking with her at some point in the future. There is a nuance. I did feel better around her, but it's because I made myself feel better. She met me at a very dark time in my life, and she generally just provided me good advice, for example. And I'd be fixing several problems in my life at the time that I did know her. She simply provided me with friendship, sometimes distracting me, indeed sometimes defending me. It's quite possible that if I had not known her, I may not have helped myself as much. She gave me a lot of really good advice several times in various contexts. And that's all I have to say about that for now.